This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And hour number three, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Indeed. And also, you know, since I have two new sponsors here to talk to you about, let me give them just a little bit of love real quick.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain.
Benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
Yeah. Check them out, ElevateBill.com. Very simple concept, really. You wear it. It takes care of you. It helps you. It's not going to cure you, but it does help you out. Let's go talk about this convenience store robber, okay? There's a little bit more to it than this, okay? Now, coming from CBS affiliate KOIN6 Portland this past Friday, a would-be robber of a convenience store brought a hatchet as weapon. He ran when the clerk pulled out a gun. The president of Plaid Pantry told KOIN6 News the stores have a zero tolerance for weapons, and the clerk is no longer employed there. He said employees are trained to de-escalate robbery situations to avoid injury. Huh. Well, really? And that's not the only question that deserves answers here. First of all, by just saying the president, he's trying to insulate himself from personal feedback for his very obnoxious arrogance. I'd like to know who the hell this guy was. So I found out, per the Wikipedia entry for the 108-location privately owned convenience store chain, the president and CEO is Jonathan Polonsky. So, with such a policy in place, we can assume that he speaks for Executive Chairman William C. Chris Gerard Jr. and CFO Brent Chadwick. These three, who are reaping the biggest rewards in this company, demand that the low-level employees to be helpless and alone in the face of on-the-job danger. And they do so from the relative safety of corporate offices. So they deserve to own the resulting personal reputations for putting the bottom line above the lives of human beings working for them. Now, convenience stores have a number of passive measures in place to try to deter robberies like this, like video cameras. I mean, have you ever been to one where they're like enclosed in this in this capsule and you can't really get to them? Well, in this case, they had security cameras in place, and this did not deter the hatchet man from attempting an armed robbery. He was counting on the clerk being trained to give into the attackers and give them what they want. But what if what they want is to kill you? What if they want your life? Here's some recent headlines. from the past few days. Fayetteville store clerk killed was father, husband. Another, clerk shot dead during Garland convenience store robbery. Police seek two assailants. Another, video released in search for gunman who shot killed liquor store clerk in Downey. Another, three men charged with capital murder in shooting death of Houston store clerk. I could keep going on and on with this, but the point here is made. The stores were lit, surveillance cameras were deployed, and the clerks were presumably just as trained as Plaid Pantry's frontline fodder. And despite all of that, those attackers did not want to be de-escalated. And at Plaid Pantry, what actually worked was an armed clerk. And we should all note, as is with most defensive gun uses, the situation was peaceably resolved without firing a shot. So thanks to an armed citizen, as is so often the case, violence was deterred. The attack was de-escalated. So let's ask some more questions, shall we? What does given what they want training consist of? How extensive is that? How many hours of instruction do employees receive? What are the credentialed qualifications for those that are teaching this, you know, crackerjack course? How many hours, you know, how many of the instructors or course designers ever personally de-escalated an armed assailant? Have Polonsky and his fellow captains of convenience? What evidence exists to demonstrate the effectiveness of this training as being the main factor in de-escalating a sociopath. And that's what they are. You know that, right? Who else would be so twisted that they can threaten the life of another person over the contents of a cash drawer, or the cigarettes and the contents of the cash drawer, or you know, the lotto tickets, whatever. And that's the most important part. It's not the cash being threatened here. It's the life. You can't kill the cash. The cash is insured. They don't really lose anything if they get robbed. They lose that physical cash with that physical serial number on it, but they've got insurance. They'll get that money back. So if they get robbed of $100, they'll get $100 back. It's no big deal to these captains of convenience here. But I wonder if Jonathan Polonsky and Chris Gerard and Brett Chadwick are so confident that their way is the best way, they'd go a long way toward convincing others that they believe in their own BS if they would contractually obligate themselves to the employees they expect to put their lives at risk. Would they acknowledge a legally binding special relationship with those they require to be disarmed, assume responsibility for their personal safety and protection, and admit and accept liability if they fail in that duty? For some real money commensurate with the loss of life? Or is this simply a matter of being ultimately cheaper if everybody takes their chances and not wanting to assume the risk of a defensive gun use gone wrong? The way you get past that, by the way, is to go to actual real firearm training. But then that costs money, and we're only talking about clerks, right? Nobody like Rick Ector exists, for example. There's nobody out there teaching people how to defend themselves for free. Plaid Pantry is taking a well-deserved Facebook thumping right now, but, you know, that's the thing about Facebook. Facebook isn't real. Facebook is a means to an end. Right now, Zuckerberg is out there talking about getting his own currency. He wants to be like Eddie Murphy in Coming to America. He wants his own money. But, you know, enough of that. We're talking about Portland, where the populace elected an anti-gun mayor who allows Antifa to run wild in the streets. The customer base doesn't care, and even if we're not confining ourselves to this area, you don't see enough of an economic fuss made by gun owners to affect change at national companies like 7-Eleven or Circle K. And this is what gun owners are used to by now, control of our own decisions. So for me, this means placing conviction over convenience and having zero tolerance for retailers that insist otherwise. I'd like to know more about the fired clerk and let him know not everyone disapproves of his actions. Maybe help the guy find a better job, but we don't even know his name. It's like he doesn't matter because he dared to defend himself. He dared to make a decision that I will not be a victim. I will be prepared. I will be prepared for the unexpected. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Locket Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LocketPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LocketPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LocketPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com and my other new sponsor, Aguila Ammunition.
Your guns are hungry.
Feast on recoil and are ravenous for performance. On the menu, Aguila Ammunition's complete line of rimfire, centerfire, and shot shells. Each and every round of Aguila Ammunition is made with the highest quality of materials and crafted to ensure optimal reliability, accuracy, and proficiency. Visit AguilaAmmo.com and let the feeding frenzy begin. Aguila Ammunition. Feed your firearm.
There you go. Check it out. That's what I'm going to be shooting for the rest of the year, Aguila Ammunition. I'll tell you about it. You probably already know about it. Some of you already probably know about that, but that's fine. Join me. Shoot Aguila. All right, so sometimes I get asked why some people fear and hate guns. And there are others who think we shouldn't be allowed to even have them. One answer has to do with poor impulse control and the psychological phenomenon of projection. Now we know some people have poor impulse control. They have potent urges to fly off the handle with minimum provocation. Perhaps they are offended by the smallest thing. They know themselves and also see that they shouldn't have a gun because sooner or later they'd run amok and misuse a gun in a sudden fit of anger matched with their poor impulse control. Now, if you take that person and you also couple in with this that they have projection, these people genuinely believe that all others are like them. One example uses that a person colorblind from birth will always believe deep down that everyone else sees the world in shades of gray or with limited color. That is their own experience, the only experience they know for themselves. They project their personal experience onto everyone else when believing that others seem like they do. For people with poor impulse control, they project this characteristic as a familiarity onto you. You must be like them. See what I'm saying? Hang on a second here. Let me get this sent. Boom. Yeah. There we go. They cannot grasp or admit that other people are stable, so stable that we wouldn't run amok. We wouldn't injure innocents if we're allowed to possess guns. So therefore, they want laws to prevent everyone from possessing guns, ostensibly to protect the public from the poor impulse control that they witness in themselves. Here's an example of this, and this is from a guy named Gary Marmot, who is at the Montana Shooting Sports Association. He testified on March 12, 2019 as an opponent of HB 477 before the House Judiciary Committee. And most of that was describing MSSA's long history of pushing Be Safe, their gun safety program for kids. Later that day, a former Democrat candidate for the legislature from Helena published this on Twitter. Marmot, isn't human. He is filled with black sand and NRA hush money. Cut him open and it gushes out. Now, that might not have seemed such a good idea to this guy in a more sober moment, but he was angry. He was overcome with anger that anyone would oppose a bill that he liked. And he just couldn't contain his unseemly outburst. Others criticized this guy on Twitter for his irrational, possibly slanderous comment. He emailed Marbot asking if he insisted that he pull the comment. Mr. Marbot responded that the comment said more about him than the Democrat than it did about himself, Marbut, and that if he were the commenter, he would have been embarrassed to have made such a comment in a public place. But he also informed him that he wears big boy pants and can stand criticism, even if it's an irrational display of poor impulse control. So poll or leave the comment for your reasons, not Mr. Marbut's, is what he told him. So many anti-gun people with poor impulse control project that onto everybody else. So therefore, they truly believe that nobody should have guns because it's just a matter of time until everyone with a gun misuses it in an uncontrolled fit of anger. And there is simply no way to inform or persuade such people that most others don't share this poor impulse control. Rob and I were talking about this. There's a lot of times when I do not enjoy violence. I had a background in the martial arts and I was in the military. Violence is not something that I enjoy. Hurting people is not something I want to do. However, if somebody endangers me or mine, I have a really hard time with that. I have a hard time of just saying, well, nothing happened. Because that's just pure dumb luck. One of the things I really can't stand distracted driving. Mobile phones are that's going to be the cause of death. That's going to be the leading cause of death, is my prediction. Give it a few more years, and by the time most of us are gone, all of the ones coming behind us, a lot of them will start dying on the road because of mobile phones. They're just so, it's not head in the sand anymore. It's head in your phone. Face in your phone. So, the incident that I told Rob about where I yelled at a motorist was because he obviously had his head in his mobile phone. He was going down the wrong way. He thought that was funny. I don't like people endangering other people. If you want to do something, you're going to have to face certain repercussions that may come. If you're doing something dangerous. But anyway, other than that, I pretty much handle my own impulse control. But yeah, projection is one thing. They're always projecting. They're not, when they're telling you that they're worried about you having a gun, what they're telling you is that I can't handle having a gun. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Republican Congressman from Kentucky Thomas Massey objected to a disaster aid bill in the House, forcing the bill to be delayed until the full House is in session for a vote. The Kentucky Republican is blaming House Speaker Nancy Pelosi for the delay.
Let's be clear. This is a crisis of Nancy Pelosi's own making. She wanted to send everybody home for a four-day weekend. She sent us on recess for 10 days without voting on this legislation, without calling it for a vote. She sent us home on Thursday instead of Friday.
One day, two arraignments for attorney Michael Avenatti, who is proclaiming himself to be an innocent man after being arraigned in New York federal court on charges of trying to extort sneaker giant Nike out of more than $20 million and swindling his former client Stormy Daniels out of $300,000 in book sales. Avenatti saying he's 100% not guilty. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash-out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high-interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rates subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Locked and Loaded. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're in the middle of the latest round of navel gazing in the effort to name what has happened to President Donald Trump. Is it a hoax or is it a coup? And when did it start? And I was a non-commissioned officer in the military, so I can tell you right now what happened to our president was an act of war. And Clausewitz wrote on war, "War is an act of violence intended to compel our opponent to fulfill our will." President Barack Obama marshaled secret government resources across the intelligence and law enforcement community when he decided to declare war on the civilian Donald Trump. Hoax suggests a humorous or malicious deception. Coup suggests a sudden, violent, and illegal seizure of power from a government. President Obama's actions were neither humorous nor malicious, but they were an egregious abuse of the power of the chief executive of the United States. to say that what happened to President Trump was a coup d'etat, an overthrow or a type of revolution or an illegal and overt seizure by the military or other elites within the state apparatus isn't adequate either. See, the president's enemies declared war on him for only one reason. One reason. Only one. Vindictiveness. Vengeance. Who dared to question the mighty O? And in the words of Hillary Clinton at a speech in the nation's capital referring to Trump, for 5 years he has led the birther movement to delegitimize our first black president. Out of a population of 330 million people, only Trump got Obama to blink in an undeclared war that began when citizen Donald Trump inquired about the president's citizenship. He wasn't the only one that did it. He was just the one that was most well-known with the biggest bully puppet to come from. Now, Barack Obama was not very happy with the temerity of private citizen Donald J. Trump for questioning the mighty Obama's credentials. The fellow Democrats and the media jumped to the president's defense. And from that moment, Obama, Washington Democrats, and the media have hated Trump with every single fiber of their being. Don't think or say they hate him because it's fun to hate Donald Trump or any of that drivel. The full force of the U.S. government's most powerful agencies was leveraged against citizen, candidate, and then President Trump. Politics becomes a blood sport when you cross the boss. And this one is a blood vengeance. Those who worship their Messiah would have done and will do anything asked of them to see Donald Trump annihilated for daring to delegitimize our first black president. Delegitimizing Obama was Trump's crime and the Democrats' rallying war cry, their call to arms. Trump suspected that Obama was not the man he claimed to be, which, once again, he was not the only one. So if you take the time to research, the Democrats and the media declared war on Trump before the 2012 elections when he made some noises about running for president. When he became a candidate in 2015, the Democrat media complex conspired to render the slow, painful death by a thousand cuts. Now, that's torture. Torturous. Torturous. A torturous way to go. So, not the scimitar-wielding Megyn Kelly asking Trump about his past derogatory comments about women. Not Brett Byers sticking up for his debate partners cutting questions. We're talking paper cuts. Manufactured dossiers, leaked memos, secret legal documents from FISA courts that in law enforcement circles have the greatest level of respectability and credibility. Because if you're going to kill someone with paper, you got to do it by the book. Barack Obama's army was the heads of the intelligence and law enforcement communities at the CIA, FBI, and DOJ. Their weapon was counterfeit papers that cut as sharply and deeply as any executioner's knife. The Clappers and the Comeys and the Brennans knew exactly how to have secondary and tertiary sources plant stories in the media. And this is exactly what any enemy of the nation can expect when the intelligence community and the law enforcement agencies are on them. They destroy their reputation. They ruin your life by leaking a story to the media. Once the story's in the media, then law enforcement can do their job and investigate by the book. The only problem with that is that they did investigate. And the investigation is over now. That's over. And it turned up nothing. And then for some people like Eric Swalwell, he's out there saying, I know there was obstruction of justice. What's that guy? His last name is Wolf. He's got a book coming out where he says that Mueller had a three-count setup for obstruction of justice, except then he pulled it back. And Mueller's office is getting out there saying, no, we never had such a document. That never happened. It never occurred. These guys are just making it up. So, yeah, this was war. Now, the best part about this, and the part that I'm going to miss the most, I'm going to miss it in 2024 when Trump is not the president anymore. Trump as president is, first of all, it's so much winning. So much winning. There's plenty of people out there that, Bill, don't you just hate when he gets on Twitter? Don't you just hate when he does this, does that? Trump is the guy that Twitter does not dare ban. Because he's too good for Twitter. Trump doesn't care who he upsets. He doesn't care who he makes angry. You know, he'll tell Nancy Pelosi how he feels. He'll tell Chuck Schumer how he feels. And he'll look at them and say, you know, I'm trying to do something here, and you guys, you're just trying to get me. Which is it? Is it the country or me? Which do you really want to accomplish the most? Nancy Pelosi is flying the Democratic plane right now. That is the control of the House, into the hill. She's on a downward trajectory and it's heading to the hill because she can't control them. They want to impeach Donald Trump just because. And I think they should just go ahead and do that. I think they should try to impeach him now. Let's go. Ban guns now. Let's go. Kick me off of all social media. Let's go. I want you guys to throw down the gauntlet because you think you're on the right side of history, whatever that means. You're not on the right side of history. You're running against the very nature of what it means to be an American. I mean, you know, we don't want to be controlled by you. So, you know, that's war. That what's been happening to the president is war. And the bad part about it is that he is a substitution for you that voted him in. This is how they feel about you. Embrace that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision. Well, if it'll play anyway, there you go.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Okay. Since the failure of the military uprising at the end of April, the Venezuelan Democrats, they're running out of gas. Yeah, they had another big protest, but gosh, they've been doing those things for decades. And all they get for them is Chavista thugs shooting into the crowds. Now that things have progressed and advanced a little further, now they just drive armored military vehicles over them. We're not going to intervene militarily. And that is that's a wise move from our perspective, but it's hard news for the Venezuelans. Acting President Juan Guaido, he's moving from safe house to safe house. He's trying to jump from place to place in a bid to avoid the Maduro dictatorship goons. And the bottom line is it's bleak out there, and the Democrats are running out of ideas. So now they're going to start turning on each other. Now, what Guaido has moved on to since is talks with the Maduro dictatorship in Norway. You know, mediated talks or dialogue. They're probably arguing about what that is, actually. The kind of talks that in the past have resulted in the Northern Ireland peace accord of two decades ago. Or the agreement between Colombia and the FARC narco-terrorists more recently. A pact that was bowled through despite the Colombian voters' rejection of the whole idea in a 2016 referendum. Now, the same distaste the Colombians showed is now going on among Venezuela's Democrats, who are now showing scary signs of splitting apart over this. A senior statesman from Venezuela, Diego E. Aria, he tweeted, and this is a very rough translation, Guaido warns against accomplices of the dictatorship. Some of those so-called accomplices would be Luis Almagro, Maria Corina Machado, Antonio Ledezma, Julio Borges, and myself for expressing different opinions than yours, meaning, acting President Guaido's. This is a pretty hard criticism, given that people like himself and Machado and most of the others are so highly regarded as longtime Democratic opponents of the dictatorship, and Aria in particular, a former United Nations Security Council president, is exactly the kind of guy you'd expect to be all in for talks in a place like Norway, and he's not. And he's not the only one. If you take a look at some of the fiery opposition expressed by Venezuela's Democrats at the Pan Am Post, to get a whiff of how bad these talks are, take a look at how the Maduro regime is going into them from the Norwegian press. This is a dialogue between the revolutionary government, the revolutionary armed forces, and the extremist opposition, which is trying to topple the government at the behest of U.S. interests, Maduro said. As Robert Conquest has observed, everyone's a conservative about things he knows best. The Venezuelan leaders warning Guaido that this won't work are older, and they have more political experience than Guaido, who is just 35. They've been through four rounds of failed talks with the regime over the years already, and they know how those go. Guaido apparently thinks that his will end differently. And Maduro and his narco-drug lord cabinet and military leadership will be persuaded to leave office if they can just be talked to. But it's not surprising. Guaido is from a Chavista rancho, which is a term for slum background. He's been identified as a socialist or center-left-leaning leader in some reports, and he's very young. And he probably comes from some kind of leftist education, even if not rank Chavista propaganda. But he's not an idiot, and he knows he's up against a Marxist narco-dictatorship whose money comes from illegal drug shipments. Maybe more disturbingly, he's doing this just to stay alive. Carlos Alberto Montaner notes that he's under pressure from Europe to engage in these talks as a condition for the continued recognition of his government. So the whole thing may be a matter of personal survival. But to think the Venezuelan crisis at this point may end in a velvet revolution or a negotiated settlement, this is crazy. That's crazy. And not only is Guaido ignoring the other Venezuelans about the Norway thing and forging ahead, he's actually accusing people such as Aria of being with the dictator. And this is not going to end well. Because now the acting president is actually in a position that he probably is not prepared, nor does he have the experience to handle this. He needs to be doing something much tougher and scarier at this point, like raising money for an army to take the Maduroites out. This would be a unifier in Venezuela. The Norway talks in Venezuela are a divider. Right now, there's 4,000 Venezuelan military defectors he can work with, and reports are suggesting that these defectors are highly, highly motivated. And that's a very dangerous individual, times 4,000. Then there's also Venezuela's retired military, many of whom quit to get away from the Cubans, and some of them have declared similar motivation. He probably hasn't scoped out any of Venezuela's angry neighbors for the cash. And it's possible that he has scoped him out and has been turned down. But he needs to keep asking. Because he's all out of morals and persuasion ammo. All that's gone. A Gandhian nonviolent resistance revolution or an Eastern European style velvet revolution is not going to happen in Venezuela. Not admitting that, not being realistic with what is going on right now there, is cowardice of a sort. And what remains now is finding a way to oppose Maduro in the language of force that Maduro can understand. And if it means anything, it may take sacrifice. So right about now, it's Bolivar time, and Guaido's remaining option is not talks and not fighting with his fellow Democrats, but doing what Simon Bolivar did. Raise an army. That, to some, may seem distasteful, and it's going to cost blood and lives, but that's all, that's just about all that's left. Freedom isn't free. It's not painless. If you have a right to liberty, then there are times when you are going to have to fight to enforce that right. The Pope and respectable society will criticize, but they're ignoring the violence and force already coming from the other side. 20th century up until now has been loaded with nonviolent resistant movements for enacting change. And all of them got to the same place, which was nowhere. In that regard, Guaido is fighting the last war. But that's not the war that he's got in front of him right now. And the problem here is that he seems to be missing that. And with the opposition splitting apart and the useless talks moving forward, this looks like a setup for something pretty tragic, like a massacre of some sort. We can only hope now that Guaido keeps the maneuver short in order to correct course and that he then corrects course. He has within him the opportunity to save the Venezuelan people. And he's squandering it. We'll be back again in 21 hours. Between now and then, remember this. It's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always, always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
A Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.